Hello.
Yo.
Hi, Joshua.
What's up, Carla?
Oh my God, I hate this. it's been a while.
About 6 months?
Fuck. Well, welcome everyone. We're back on a posting schedule, kind of, not really. Well, just enjoy this while it lasts. And who are we?
You're what the fuck Latinx?
No. What? You gotta say it right.
What you talking about?
I say it right. Welcome to WTF Latinx, the podcast where we talk about food, traditions,
culture,
current events, and most important of all,
chancletas
y correa.
So excited! Okay, Josh was heading out. So for this episode, we're gonna be doing an all-girls special podcast episode, and I have one of my favorite people and our first guest ever, which is Alba Diaz, one of my closest friends. Hi, Alba.
Hello. You give him out my social security. You gave him my phone number.
You know, I'm putting the name out there. What if they want to follow you?
She's like, Alba Diaz.
Alba Diaz.
Is here today.
Yeah. What's your professional background, too? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
You don't
get
that. But I'm really, really excited for today's guest and today's episode. So today we're doing a random rant episode. You guys know how it goes. We're just gonna talk about what's currently happening, what are our thoughts on those things, and I don't have a title for it yet, so we'll see once the episode ends where we go
it's
with this conversation.
The title is gonna be Alba and Carla the Mess.
Oh wait, I like that. Hold up. No, yeah, so that's the episode name. Great. And Alba, what's going on?
I'm literally dying just speaking. So if I cough throughout the whole thing, please don't be worried.
Yeah, if you don't like coughing episodes, you can just go on to
just
the next
skip
one. Yeah,
skip out this
whole
one.
This isn't it for you.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. But I used to eat on the episodes sometimes when I was like starving mid-COVID, so they can handle it. It's fine.
You would eat within the mic?
Yeah, I didn't
care.
What
is it, some ASMR stuff? Okay.
I just did, well, crack. Wait, where's your water bottle?
I already cracked it. You
damn
it.
No, it won't crack it.
We could just go like this.
No, it wasn't as I'm armed, but I'm like, it's my podcast and I was hungry. I'm not like, you know.
No, ya dale, come.
Don't tempt me.
I'll grab you snacks in the kitchen. We'll scream out for Josh.
Josh,
we need snacks. We just started.
I know. But yeah, okay, so how's life? What are you doing? What's currently in your head? We're going randomly. There's a lot of things in my head. With current events, and actually one of the things that inspired me to wanna make a podcast was like we have like people who are followers. We graduated recently. The current state of like abortions.
You say what we graduated from, because this is just it's not from any degree. Either.
Oh, of course.
Because it's not our first rodeo. This is our third rodeo, right?
Yeah.
And the third one, I believe, unless you're going to go to the fourth one.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, absolutely not.
So
some of the listeners have been hearing me complain for a hot minute. But if you guys know, one of the reasons why I disappeared for a hot minute was because I was completing my master's, and I'm happy to say that both me and Alba have finally completed our
master's degree.
Woo! We don't have
we all celebrate. Yeah. We'll do our own celebration. Nobody needs anybody else.
Yeah. And so I think it's really exciting because we're both first generation college students. I grew up being an only child. You grew up with like siblings. You're the only daughter.
Three siblings.
Yeah, but the only daughter.
The only girl. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know what? Even leaning onto that, how difficult do you feel like it was getting it? Growing up as a first generation Latino.
Like the whole degree itself.
Yeah.
Or the whole college experience, because
yeah,
that's a different
sucked.
Thing. So, the smoke that we just gave each other was priceless. I don't know how this is going to end up.
I don't either. This is the fun of it. You know?
Oh, my God. If we do the college experience, let's talk about it as a girl's view.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Point of view.
Perspective, yeah.
Perspective.
Oh, we can scream at Josh. Josh!
I guess it was challenging, you know? Yeah. Being the only person. Hello, welcome back.
Yeah.
We're talking about college degrees.
Being the only girl, I guess with my own, like in my household, whatever, it's obviously much difficult. Because you have obviously the, I called it the housewives responsibilities without having the actual husband and your own kids involved.
Yeah.
So it's just like you gotta wake up early to help out with your little brother, take him to school, pick him up from school, make sure there's food ready for dinner, la ropa, la comida, everything, the chores,
you make
appointments. So then you have to worry about your own job. You're working 40 plus hours a week. Then you have school on top of that.
Yeah.
And then me, being the person that I am, like, love adding more things on top of the things I already have
to
do.
Yeah.
I have the, you know, the church stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know how you have time for Saturdays. That. I'm not going to lie.
It's only an hour, and it was just more like of a
breather. It's stressful, though.
Yeah, because there is planning, because I am teaching.
Yeah. So, oh, you teach?
I'm a
teacher.
That's
so cute. Do you need, like, classes for teaching? Because I can offer you the free. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, and I definitely kind of wanted to bring that to the surface because one of the things that Joshua and I always talk about is that the disconnect of, like, us getting degrees as Latinos and how the system is so molded for us not to succeed on it. Mm-hmm. But you can still do it, but it's not an easy process, and
there's many obstacles in the way of actually receiving your degree.
Yeah,
that's why it's so important for us.
Yeah,
to actually receive it, because with everything going on around us,
mm-hmm.
like the other people don't know what's going on around us.
No,
pero
people, we make it look so easy.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know how you do it. We're just like, easy. Just wake up and do it.
Says the person who cried. So I cried when I was applying for my master's because I had to submit like this paper. I don't even, what is it? It's like an essay. And it was like, you have to talk about yourself and why you deserve to get this degree. And I just like called Josh and I was like crying. And he was helping me edit the paper. Because I did it like last minute.
Of course. I can't leave anything for last minute. I would just choke.
And I was like, I'm so angry. I have to write this paper about why I deserve to get this degree. And it's like, why do I have to justify why I deserve
why
it?
Why you want it. Why you deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like why do I have to put... Why are they putting me in this position where I have to compare myself to other people to even get in?
No, was it just... It wasn't like a you thing. It was just like a you. It was more like about everybody to get in.
Yeah. It's like the general entryway. But like, you know what? as like the one of two Latinas in my classrooms, like I feel like that was a huge obstacle for like other people.
Okay, now that you said classroom, how many Latinos or Latino exes were in your classrooms or in your online
two
classes?
It was me and another girl from California that flew all the way across country because it was more accessible for her here.
Mm-hmm.
She would say that California is a little bit overpopulated, so when it went to resources like scholarships and stuff,
mm-hmm.
There was nothing for her. Damn. So she literally flew across country, and she was like Mexican American, to get her master's here. So it was her and me.
Did she finish? Do you know?
Yeah, she did finish. I think she finished online, though, because it was mid-COVID stuff.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I remember her flying back home. But I don't remember if she, like, finished actually over there or here online. Yeah, that type of... I know she finished. I just don't know how.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That's the kind of sacrifices you have to make for this kind of thing that I feel like people don't take in consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like... like administrators don't realize it's like I'm leaving
the big thing
everything behind to be here, and like you still don't think I'm putting enough effort.
That's the big thing. It doesn't matter what school we went to.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It doesn't matter because even
just whisper, I'll bleep it, it's fine.
Even when we're getting associates and all that stuff, Yeah, we were living in the same city where our school was.
Yeah.
Which was much easier for us. But yeah. Then teachers still didn't understand that we still had outside responsibilities.
Don't even get me started. Oh, my God. So when I was doing my undergrad in business, one of the professors that I disliked the most, it was a very different experience from community college, and mm-hmm. the professors were like, you have to treat this like it's a job. I'm like, sir, am I getting paid to be here?
I also have three jobs on top of this. Yeah. Excuse you.
I'm like, and oh my God. He was like, you have to treat this like a job, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm like, we have jobs. You have to do clubs and extra credit in form to like build your resume so you can qualify for other things. You have to maintain your GPA because everyone fucking says, oh, your GPA doesn't matter. It doesn't matter until you have to apply for a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you can't afford anything.
Yep.
So it's like, it doesn't matter until it matters. And you're like putting roadblocks for me.
So you said that you're a professor. With the work. Treat this like a job. But yeah. Like, associates, I had three jobs.
Yeah.
Like getting my undergrad, I had four jobs.
Yeah.
Actually. And it might sound like, it's like, how do you split yourself with four jobs? It wasn't even like I was making a crap ton of money either.
No.
It was just like, I'll make $20 here because I work 2 hours. Well, $30 over there because I had a little bit of a wage.
Yo.
And it wasn't like, at the end of the week, I was still making less than $150.
Let me tell you something. And that's another thing about getting these degrees that I think one of the ways that Alba and I met was that it was my first job. We met each other in like the school's bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And Alba hated me. It was great that we're friends.
I couldn't. Oh my gosh. Can I get your awesome signature, please? And then she flips the receipt and flips the pen and holds the pen there where the signature's supposed to be. And waits till a customer grabs the pen to sign. She's like, thank you, have an awesome day. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I had to hear it for almost 5 hours straight one day. And I went up to the manager. I was like, can we fire her? And she's like, wow, she's doing great. I'm like, no, it's the awesome signature part that needs to go.
It's the awesome signature for me.
And then from there, it's been history. Because then we started working. We actually had most of the same jobs throughout the college career.
Which is really strange to me. One day I showed up on like the other school office.
Mm-hmm.
And Amba was like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I work here.
I was like, she freaking invaded my safe space. She invaded my safe space. I went up to our boss and I was just like, who hired her? And she's like, I did. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because she's good. She needed a job. She wanted a job. So I give her the job. And I'm just like, do you not know the mistake you made? And she's like, why? I'm like, I work with her in the bookstore. And then she spends the whole day saying, can I please have your awesome signature? And I'm just like, dude. I'm like, Jeff, you go ahead. And my job was gone.
Oh, my God.
I honestly thought I was going to quit.
Really?
Because of you.
Oh, my fucking
I'm like,
God.
That's how bad I hated that stupid phrase.
Oh, my God.
That stupid phrase.
I think that's so funny because a mí me rebalaba. Like, you would be like, when are you leaving? Like, when are you going to quit? And I would just blankly stare at you. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'd just keep walking.
Yeah, I was always firing you.
I'd be like, oh, you're so funny.
I was always firing you, too.
Yeah.
Me with no authority. I had no authority at that time to be firing people.
Well, technically, like, you had the store keys.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when you were in the office.
Oh, yeah.
The store keys, like, who cares if I had the store keys?
I mean, that's a huge responsibility.
Wow, a key to the store that barely gave us hours.
I know.
If we had, like, 3 hours a day, that was, like, a whole lot of ticket.
I was so stressed out, too. Back in the day, like, our schedules was, like, I'd wake up. I was in the store at, like, 7:30 preparing to open for 8, especially when, like, classes were starting. You remember?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I'll work, like, 8 to, like, whatever, 11, and then I would have, like, 30-minute break to cross the street, and then I had a class 1 to 2, and then I had another class 3 to 5, and then I had another class. And then we would have an event at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I remember my first day. Of college.
Wow.
Are you ready? I don't know how. Actually, I do know how I got that job. I got that job because we were doing a tour on campus, so I could know where all the buildings were. So then one day I saw the sign, like, need help, whatever, apply to here. Okay. I literally, that same summer, I got, not fired, I got laid off because of the store that I was
working at. You got fired.
No. I could have gotten fired.
They got tired of you fired.
I got fired. No.
No authority.
No, literally the other job that I was in before that, I walked out like 3 times.
Wow.
Because of a manager. Because I think she was like low-key racist. Oh. But she just like, if you don't want to work here, ma'am, the door's right there. Go use it. Like, no one's telling you to come to work.
Which, you know what's something that I'll never understand about employers? It's like, they hate Latinos, but they have a Latino customer, and then suddenly you're not paying me to speak Spanish to this person.
Oh, that's a whole battle with my job right now.
They need to pay you extra for that.
I know. Mm. I do it voluntarily now, because, you know, like, I know the struggle.
Yeah.
I know the struggle. Like, I went through it with my mom.
Yeah.
My mom, obviously born and raised in DR, moved here to the U.S. after she got married with my dad.
Yeah.
Back in, like, 92, 93.
Boom.
That's a long time ago. Pero, mommy, she went to, like, she never finished high school because there were, what you call it, strikes. When she, after she got married, she was going to go back to high school to complete her high school stuff.
Yeah.
And then my grandfather didn't let her because he's like, oh, now you're married. You have to be responsible
for your family
and all that stuff. My mom's like, what family? My husband just had to go back to the U.S. because my dad was working here.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was just like, my mom was just like, okay, what do I do? So my mom basically,
lived. You know what's weird? Like, the things that we have in common. So my mom technically didn't finish high school either in DR, mm-hmm. per se. She finished it in Puerto Rico, and my dad helped her cheat on her, you know, that test that you take so you can... He did it for her because she wasn't gonna pass.
Stop. Can we just, like, bring her right here in the middle and be like, yo.
Yo, so you did that?
You did that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's kind of how they met, too. They, like, did that kind of thing. He helped her with that. He helped her with, like, getting her license. But what she tells me is she had a teacher that had it against her. And he was kind of, like, a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
So she, like, skipped his class because he made her uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And she passed everything except his class, and he wanted to fail her, and she wanted her to take his class again because he just...
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And, you know, mommy has always been fucking stubborn. So she was like, I'm absolutely not doing that again. And then she moved to Puerto Rico.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
But going back to managers...
Yeah. Me. Being your manager for how many years was I your manager for?
Manager?
Yeah, because I was technically your boss.
Which job?
Yeah. Okay, so bookstore, I was probably manager for like what?
A year and a half at least.
Maybe 2 years. And then for the
office. Because you left early.
I left the whole year before you.
Yeah.
So then
after you left, I quit too. I couldn't stand the new manager. Oh, I should have.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
She didn't even live here. Didn't she drive from Connecticut?
Massachusetts? She moved to Mass. She lived right behind her job. That's why she was just like spying on her car from the parking lot. I'm like, why? I'm like, you think you're gonna get robbed or something? No, it's just taking a precaution. I'm just like,
that's very racist of her.
I'm like, that's saying a lot. And I think because of her, we all left.
Yeah.
And that whole store went down to shit.
She didn't have previous experience, and she wasn't opening to listen to feedback.
She was a psychology major. Managing a bookstore. I looked at her, and I'm like, how did you get this job?
She just didn't have the initiative to, like, start new programs to, like, get customers. That was the only thing.
The business in me was just like, you need to do this, you need to do that, if you want to continue getting, like...
And she's like, no, it's fine.
Nope, we'll survive. She was just also lazy. I hate, like, lazy people.
Oh my god. And then, actually, speaking of, you know how I got that job? So, I was doing the summer program, and I think for, like, a community college.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we also walked by, and, like, our manager at the time... Jay, mm-hmm. walked outside, and she was like, if you guys, you know, like, we have an opening, if you're interested, just, like, let me know. And literally, as soon as that day ended, like I think we ended, like, the program at 3 p.m. that day.
Mm-hmm.
I walked over and I was like, what do I have to do to get a job? Because I had just arrived to this country. I had, like, some savings that were, like, running out.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy and I had just gotten our house. And I was like, I can't be broke and in college. I can't be broker than I am
mm-hmm.
at this current moment. So I walked in and I was like, what do I have to do to get a job? And she was like, well, it's online. So,
oh, the application was online.
Yeah,
application. I was like, hold on, the job was never online. I always telling the person, I'm like, what's going on?
No, the application was online, and I was like, damn it, because I was hoping she would have a paper or something.
Yeah.
So I went across from her job. There was like a bank. Do you remember? That bank's not there anymore.
No.
And they had iPads and laptops that you
mm-hmm.
could use. And I don't know why they had that, but I went in there. Literally, I was like, okay, so I'll apply. I crossed the store, I applied, and I went back in there. And I was like, so I just completed the application. I just wanted to let you know that it should be in the system. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of initiative that she was like, wow, you did that quickly. And, like, she gave me the job.
She gave you the job. She was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
She was understanding.
Yeah.
Which is always nice for a manager.
Yeah. And she motivated us to keep going to work. I think I like when you can work
yeah.
with people like that.
She was always like,
finish school,
stay in school. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. At least you're getting a degree at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what degree. In my head, I'm like, it kind of does matter what degree, because nowadays an associate's equivalent to a high school diploma, which is sad
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, wow, you spent extra time. You spent an extra 2 years
mm-hmm.
going to school to get a degree. And you can't even use it.
But it puts you ahead in my opinion. Like, now that we have this master's, I feel like if you are someone who's graduating high school,
mm-hmm.
I recommend to do a community college. You can have this title without, well, I don't know, depending on the state, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, personally, like, us living in Massachusetts, by the time I completed my associates, I had no debt. So I have a certain title, no debt, and this puts you above, like, other people who
above the
don't.
High schoolers.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get paid more than a person who only has a high school degree.
That's true.
So it's better than nothing. And
so
you have no debt.
If you do have an associate's degree, good for you. If you have a bachelor's degree, amazing. Master's, continue. And if you have your PhD...
Oh, so you're going to continue?
No. Maybe not for now.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future.
No, I'm done.
I will probably just... Why would I get a PhD in business?
Yeah.
Why would... I love
Unless
the doctor title.
Do research.
Dr. Diaz.
Oh.
Walking down the aisle.
God.
Getting
DD.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be DG. Does
yep.
not have the same ring
DG, tone. No, DG sounds good.
Oh,
Dr. Diaz, walking down the aisle.
Dr. Gonzalez,
can I please? No, knowing how we will probably, our family will be like, she's a doctor now, she's a doctor.
Of what?
Business. So, she went to school again for another business degree. Like,
yeah.
But she's a doctor, isn't it? No. That's how I think my family will be like, no.
No.
She needs to stop.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to stop. We've had it.
So let's talk about that. Do you feel like there's family members, I'll talk from my experience. Do you feel like there's family members that because you've moved up to a certain level that they're like,
yes.
I don't know how to phrase it, but you know what I mean?
They
like,
feel
I don't want to say envious, but like they treat you differently because of it and not in a good way.
Well, my thing is that I'm closer to one side of my family than the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say which side just in case they hear this and they're going to be like, that's right, we're better.
I think I already know what
but
the side
is. But I think
is.
They know who they are. So
you know who you are.
Yeah. So please, if you hear this, don't fight with the other side. But I do have a side of the family that I'm much closer with and not with the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I'm much closer with, all of us, we all have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's an associate's, a bachelor's, or a master's.
Mm.
I'm just going to put this out in the light. I'm the only one with a master's degree, and I'm freaking proud of it. I'm the only one. I'm not here to flaunt it or anything.
But
it was 2 years
of suffering.
Work. Of hard work.
I'm not gonna lie, my mental health was on the ground. There is a lot going on that, like, I feel like it's not spoken about when you go to college. And one, I like that we're having this conversation because, like I said, we made it look easy. And you know who I admire? People who get any college degree whatsoever who have children, because I could never.
Yeah, I know.
In the best way, like, I don't think my mental health would have made it alive. Because the stress of just having to keep myself alive, and at the time I was taking care of a family member.
She goes, keeping a child alive. Actually, yeah. I barely fed myself. What makes you think I'm going to feed a baby?
I'm not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Child services on the line.
But, like, being honest, it's kind of like I was taking care of my parent and going to school and working.
Yeah.
And, like, whatever came across, you just kind of had to deal with it.
I would call you. You would never answer. So I would have just thought she was dead in the ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I would call her about 5 times a day, and out of the 5, I would never.
And then you would just see me down the street. Why didn't she answer your phone?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you know.
She's like, well, because I have school, and then my taking care of this person, and da-da-da-da, and all these other responsibilities. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
But you could still answer it was the so, text message.
I could. I just, like, I don't know. I wouldn't have the energy, because then I have to continue that conversation, and my brain was just so burnt out.
It
kind of
sucks that the energy, like, even picking up your phone to be, like, hi.
Yeah, it's, like, drained.
You're just done. You're done.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't continue a conversation if you text me because my brain doesn't know what to respond.
I could barely get a text from you now.
Yeah.
So, my hopes...
Well, actually, we talk more now.
After, yeah. No, yeah. Because we're working again together. That's why.
Not Josh in the background. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so crazy. It's crazy to think back, and I was like, so many sleepless nights. And I have this conversation. I think when I was in community college, I appreciate community college for what it provided me. I know different people have different experiences, but we went to a Latin community college, so I could speak in Spanish to the administrators. I could take the classes and, like...
That was a perk. So they had 2 campuses.
Yeah.
One in one city, one in the other one. And then the one that we went to was just Hispanics. Just Hispanics. Obviously, everybody else was welcome.
We're more... But the population... We overwhelmed the population.
The population was more Hispanics. So knowing that you could actually feel comfortable going... Like, for me, sometimes I knew the questions in Spanish and I didn't know how to say it in English.
Yeah. So the Spanish
just, like,
came out.
Yeah. So then I'm just like... They look at me like... Pick a language. I'm like Spanish. So then that, like, literally that's how I traveled.
Pick a language. And I think it was really interesting, like, attending that. I had more flexibility with that, with the jobs on the community college, so I could participate in group clubs and things like that. And then I transferred to bachelor's. And my bachelor experience was very different from yours. You actually dormed, right?
Yeah. 2 years.
Yeah. You like it?
¿Cómo te digo?
That's not the response I was expecting.
I don't know. I think I honestly feel like people hype up the dorming experience. I was expecting to...
That's a clap because I completely agree.
Like, yeah.
Because you see it, you think that it's going to be like it's in the movies. And everyone, there's just like a bunch
sororities.
Of people that
people
are
getting
like
drunk. You're gonna have fun. Everybody's
depressed
so friendly
and doing drugs.
Yeah,
and like they just talk about their like childhood trauma. It was
honestly because the year that I entered the 4-year college, I was not much older than the people that I was dorming with.
Yeah.
But I was older than them, and I had more experience with doing things.
This is gonna sound dark, but
this
like,
sounds very
they're
like
pathetic.
No, yeah, no, not even because you're so mean. She goes, "I'm pathetic," and I'm like, "Yeah, here, agreeing with you." But no,
yeah.
So the people that I used to live with, they were like literally 19, 20.
Literally,
I know my cough. They're literally like probably either turning 19 to 20 or 20 to 21, and I was already 23.
Mm-hmm.
No. I was 21 when I entered. I graduated at 23.
Okay.
With my bachelor's. Yes, it sounds like I was a little late with it because everyone in my dorm was going to graduate at the age of 21 with their bachelor's, and I was just getting it at the age of 23. But literally, it doesn't matter how old you are.
It doesn't. It really, really doesn't. I think that that's another misconception that we have in our culture is like, oh, si tú no tienes 25, like, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing, like, with your life? Like, yeah, you're wasting your time.
I'm 26 now, and I just got my master's.
Let me tell you something. Like, college is an experience, and, like, that whole... Oh, I just scratched myself.
I know.
College is an experience where... Maybe in the 70s, you could do it in 4 years at low cost. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reality of today's college, whatever level you're at.
Yeah.
Community college was supposed to be 2 years. They always say it's 2 years. It took me...
It depends how many classes you take per semester.
Yeah, I took 4 per semester, and I did take 2 every summer, and I didn't have a break. And I didn't realize how detrimental that was for my mental health. So I finished in 2 years and a semester, so almost 3.
I finished in 3 years.
But I was so burnt out that, like... I can't even, because you're doing school and you're working. So I go to class and I didn't know what was happening. Mm-hmm. And then I would, classes would end and the next week there's another one. And you just go, until there's no fuel for you to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think if I could do something, if I could go back and change something, I wish I would have paid more attention to my mental health and how, like... rushing myself, like, didn't really change anything.
No. It did. You said mental health, it reminded me in my dorm room.
That is literally...
because, ready? When you remember this, you should remember this. Because I would call you crying.
Yeah.
I'm a person that I don't cry in front of anybody or at all.
Which made me very confused.
She was just like, why aren't you crying? I'm like, I don't have a heart to be crying. I really, like, honestly, she would tell me the weirdest things ever, like, the saddest things in the planet.
And you everybody just else stare. Is
bawling, and I'm just like,
you
okay.
Just blink.
I literally was just like,
in slow motion.
Dark. My soul was just not there.
Oh my God. So I would disagree with that, but okay.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. You got it. But once I moved to my 4-year college, it was just, like, traumatizing to me.
Yeah.
Because, ready? This is what the school did. I'm not going to say the school name. I don't want you guys bashing the school either.
It's a very popular town in Massachusetts.
Stop it, Boston.
People, no. people can't pronounce it. How about that?
Cool. Yeah. Or they know how to pronounce it, but they get confused the second time to pronounce it.
Doesn't matter. They don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Okay.
So, when I went to the open house for this university, they had remember orientation and all that stuff?
It had a beautiful campus.
They have a beautiful campus. Campus is gorgeous. Love the campus because by the time I get to my dorm, to my classroom, it's only a 5-minute walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have to do, like, take a trolley, a 15-minute bus, an Uber, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But at the open houses... they would disguise. I say just put a disguise in the school because I'm Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
You're Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to go to a school that you can relate with the other students.
And I've mentioned that before. If you're someone who's trying to decide where you want to go, you are a Latino, you need to look at their website at what the rate of Latinos is and how many female versus males there are.
The ratio.
Because it absolutely makes a difference and it will influence once you're there, if you want to stay or not.
Yeah. So the day of the open house, when we went, I saw Latinos everywhere. I'm just like, damn, where are you? I'm like, We're here
representing.
We hit the hammer with the nail and all that stuff. I think I said that saying wrong, but whatever. You guys understood me.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at all these Latinos. Even my parents are just like, damn.
Yeah.
There's all these Latinos. They're like, yeah, you got your Americans, you got your whites, you got your blacks, you got your...
So they were very diverse.
It was a very diverse college, university, nice. Whatever.
I'm chuckling because once Alma lived on campus, I would go and see her and, like, sleep over and stuff, and, like, that couldn't be further from the truth. I was like, wow, there's nothing but paper.
Yep. So then Open house, amazing. I was like, Dad, Mom, I think this is the school. Yes, it's about an hour away, but I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm also the only girl. I've never lived outside of my house. Like, my parents would never let me do sleepovers. So, like,
I think there's a part of me that feels like you needed that experience because it puts you in a different... You're very close to your family.
Yeah.
So, I feel like being away from them, it was the first time that I saw you, like, doing things... Yes, at first, but, like, once you got comfortable... You were doing a lot of things for yourself that I don't think you'd have time for before because you being the eldest female, you get, what is it, the only, la hija mayor, the oldest child syndrome. Whoever the oldest child is, you'll be like responsible for your younger.
So that's exactly what happened.
Being away from that responsibility was really like, what do you want out of life for you?
I want a lot of things, honey.
I want money.
Tell me how you really feel. I want money. Just want dinero. Bags and bags, truckloads of it. Dinero. Okay.
That sounds like a great
time.
Yeah.
So then after the open house, I went back, I think for congrats day. That's when all the students get accepted and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Same thing. Congrats. Latinos everywhere. I was like, diablo, aquí yo me voy a quedar.
We the
Dominican
best.
Out of me, like, listen, to get the Dominican out of me is hard. And, but that day, I was just like, the Dominican comes out of me. I saw the Dominican flag posted on the window.
No.
On the dorm building that I was staying in.
What do you do?
What did I do? I screamed, Mangu. I was like, Papi, look, Mangu's here.
Oh, my God.
My dad's like, 2 seconds on this campus, this girl already transformed. So then, like, you know, you're hyped up because you're going to be finally alone. You're going to be independent or more independent than what I already was. And then not depending on my parents. Not that I depended on them anyways to begin with. But it was more like starting a new adventure on my own.
Yeah.
So then.
Call me the next day.
Stop. We haven't made it that far yet. So then it comes to move-in day.
Okay.
Move-in day was great. I moved in, I think, like 2-3 days earlier before anybody else did because I was part of this leadership program and yada, yada, yada. Where's the people?
Where did they get them from?
So they're probably paid actors by what I... If I know.
Really?
Because when I went on campus... when I went to the campus... When I was on campus, whatever... The only Latino person that I knew was my sweet mate.
Stop.
And I only knew she was Hispanic because I had to ask her. You looked at her and she's like, she's white. But I'm like, no. I literally just like, ¿y ese patín ese culazo? No. She cannot be blanca.
Oh, no.
No. So I asked him, like, where are you from? She goes, from Springfield. And I was like, that's not what I meant. I'm like, well, like.
She was body, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said Springfield. I'm like, everyone from that area is like.
it's like Lawrence.
Yeah. It really fucking is.
So then I'm just like, yo sabía que tú eras
Latina.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
And she's just like, how? I'm like, con el culazo que tú tienes.
You said that?
Yeah. And she goes, culazo. And I'm just like, honey, your culo, your ass, your butt. She goes, oh, I know a little bit of Spanish.
Oh, my
but
God.
I'm like, when she said I know a little bit of Spanish, so I'm just like, so I could talk shit about you, you wouldn't know. I'm like, she's like, yep. And I was like, okay.
Good to know.
And then I started teaching her Spanish, and then she started catching on.
Okay.
Because she would overhear my conversations with my mom.
And she's like, she said X, Y, and Z?
Yeah. So she's just like, my mom would always ask for her.
Aw.
Because she's like, you know, the only Hispanic in the room. And then everybody else is just like, ¿y la otra? I was like, ¿qué otra? She goes, la otra muchacha that you live with. I'm like,
the only other Latina.
She goes, no. She's talking about the other girls. She's like, ¿y la otra? And I'm just like,
which one?
Which? There's like three more.
Yeah, your roommates were weird to me, but.
My roommate was, it shocked me. It shocked me. She was also 2 years older than me, which I was just like, okay, maybe I'm not that
which,
far behind.
Yeah, which I was going to say goes back into that concept of like, being older in age and like college, like I know we went to college for a lot of people in different ages, that some that have families, some that had like health issues that delayed them. Some of them, you know, life fucking happens.
You want to know what I found out the other day?
What?
That, you know how I have in my office, I have the welcome desk.
Yeah.
One of the work studies.
Mm-hmm.
He's my age.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting his associates now.
Okay.
I was just like, I looked at him because that same day I was just like, damn, maybe I fell behind. I'm 26. I'm still working at a college, but it's a full time. And like, it's not where my other family members are. It's not where my friends are. It's not where anybody is. Like, they're in the industry that they study for. I'm not. I'm in a different industry, but it's still where I had my experience in.
Mm-hmm. Which counts.
But then he asked me, he's just like, are you in school? I was like, yeah, I'm in school. I just finished actually my master's degree.
Like, he was probably like shies away.
Yeah. So he kind of got scared. He goes, oh, you just finished your master's?
Aww.
I was like, yeah. I'm like, my what? Heart. I literally was just like, what's going on? And he's just like, oh, I'm 26. And I was just like, you're 26?
Why are you like this? You're so rude.
No, I'm not, I wasn't trying to be rude. It's just like, you look at him, he doesn't look like he's 26.
Oh,
he looks like he's an 18-year-old. Yeah, like, you're 26? And he's just like, yes. I'm just like, I'm sorry if I scared you. But he goes, I'm just like, okay. I'm like, do you have, like, are you in school and all that stuff? Trying to get to know him, like, because we were driving that office for a good hour together.
I was going to say, yeah, as a good boss would.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Because you think I spent the whole day yelling at my staff, but I don't.
I would think that.
Bruh. Because she hears my voice down the hall once in a blue moon.
You're a loud woman. It's fine.
Sometimes. Anywho. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, oh, cool. I'm like, are you getting your degree here? And he's like, yeah, I'm actually just starting. This is my first semester. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, coño, bro, I thought I was late in the game. Getting my master's at 26.
But it makes you think, though, right? Because one of the lowest numbers is, like, it was human of color. They don't go to school. I don't know why. I don't understand. Like, the stats, they're always trying to recruit men of color. And
it's my part-time job.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what.
And they're not interested. Like,
that's the thing that I don't understand. Why men are not interested in their education. I don't know, because they think it's, like, more...
Josh, I had to fight him into class.
I was a struggle. I like want to punch him sometimes when I see him, and I hope he hears me through this damn door.
Do you hear us?
Ignored. Probably fell asleep.
Yeah, he's probably.
But like, I need to know. Not even just Josh. I have a little brother that I'm struggling pushing through school. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to sit next to him and help him and all that stuff.
Why don't they have the initiative?
That's the thing.
You know what it is? I was an only daughter, and you were the oldest daughter. You were, like, the one with all the responsibilities. We have so much on our shoulders that I don't think failure was an option for you or me.
No, failure wasn't an option at all. Ever.
No.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Never.
Mm-hmm. And they don't have that perspective.
What is failure? I don't know what failing is.
I don't either.
I don't know what that is. And the day that we do fail...
It's a learning experience. Do it again and do it better. There's like...
I was going to say, I'm going to have a mental breakdown in the corner, but okay.
Oh, my God.
But no, honestly, I really need to know. Can they comment on this?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'll have to update the Instagram, but it's fine.
Okay.
And then we'll have them comment on that.
Because I need to know why...
Wait, this is a plug-in time. Go see us at WTF Latinx on Instagram and Twitter, though we don't use the Twitter more often.
We're going to have to start using it.
I know. But we definitely want to hear more from, like, the male perspective. What are your thoughts on education, and, like, do you see it as a viable option? You know what I think? I think work trainings. Oh, come here.
You're perfect. You're the perfect example right now. Come on.
Come here. We're talking about men's and education.
Okay.
Men's getting their education.
How long have you been recording for?
Does it matter?
It doesn't.
I need to know why it's taking... How old are you?
I'm old.
No, please. How old are you?
28.
Oh, you're only 2 years older than me?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm 24, cool. So he's 4 years older.
Wow. Wow, Missy. Yeah. Anywho.
Why does it get so awkward?
It's awkward for you, it's not awkward for me.
No.
You're 28. When did you start going to school? What age? Or how long ago?
What, like 22?
Yeah.
Age 22?
You didn't start from college?
Oh. No.
When did you start NECO? I'll believe it myself.
Like 18? Like right after high school?
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Have you gotten a degree?
No. First, what was your experience doing it? Do you like it or do you not like it?
I feel like pulling teeth.
Why?
That's why she's trying to get her brother through it, and he doesn't.
I need to understand why men, boys, anybody,
y'all just don't see education.
You guys don't like, yeah. Why is it difficult for men to actually complete a degree? Even though at graduation, the most people that were there were men.
For PhDs and shit like that, for math and science, it's
really I don't understand. Like, yes, those were the people that obviously made it through their associates, their bachelors. They're the masters and PhDs and all that stuff. Why were they able to make it through and why other...
Is it so hard group, for our man to do it?
Our men. Our wish men. I had a man. Not being a man.
I think it's just... Sometimes you feel like you don't fit the mold for college. Mm-hmm. Or like some of the things that college offers, mm-hmm. at least, you know, in relations to a career, doesn't look appealing.
Why?
It's subjective. It's culture. Mm. It's like the culture we grow in is like we see people just working with their hands, the bajando duro, and you see that instant gratification of like, oh, I could go to school or I could follow this and be a mechanic.
Do what my parents did.
So,
do what my uncle did. You know, so some of us, we just kind of forced into it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, mommy's like, oh, I never had the chance to, so you have to.
You have to, yeah.
So you do it to appease your parents, but you go and you waste 3 or 4 years because you don't really know what the fuck you want to do in college. Mm-hmm. That's what I did.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I want
to
study.
Do you feel like you weren't prepared in high school to go to college?
Hell the fuck no. I was lost. I had like a mental breakdown my senior year because I'm like, I don't want to go to college, but I feel like I have to go to college.
What about trade school? Was that an ever option for you? Like a technical school?
It was, but it was never...
He's like, it was never really an option there. It still had the word school in it.
It was... It was an option, but I never had the right person talk to me about it.
Okay.
It was more like, oh, he didn't know enough you can about do this. It. And then I'm like, what the fuck is trade school? What are trades?
That's funny. Because
it's like a lack of information.
Yeah, that's kind of funny because I have a part-time right now at my job that it's called Hope. Mm-hmm. I can just say that because I'm not going to say where I work.
Okay. Esperanza. Okay.
It's called Hope. That we, ¿cómo te digo? I don't want to say we want to target, but we... It's a group that totally not allowed, I guess. I don't even know
they
how to put it.
They support a certain demographic.
Yes, thank
which
you.
Which is men of color.
Men of color, Latinos, Blacks, all that. And it's just men. And I always wonder why. I'm like, put the girls in it. In my head, I'm just like, put the girls, bring the girls in. But I'm just like, no, we can't bring the girls in because the girls are self-motivated.
Yeah.
Guys are not. And I have to call these students at least once a week. I've been doing it every 3 weeks because they hate
you know
when I call
them.
You
had an advisor? Mm-hmm. Alba does that.
I'm their advisor. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that guides them. I'm the one that checks in and be like, hey, how's it going? How's your semester doing? They'll be like, oh, I'm failing. I'll be like, why are you failing? Is it something personal at home? Is it something that we can do to help you at school? Because every school has their resources.
Mm-hmm.
Every school has all the resources that a student can pass, but they don't share it with students.
Yeah.
And that's a number one issue. Some offices overshare their information, and we're like, we know that.
And then others undershare. Those offices that overshare get overwhelmed, and people quickly, and they're a mess because they're like, we have this. A million people come to get those things, and they can't handle it.
Exactly. So then I'm just like, this is where Josh came in. I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Why? And how can we get you back into school? How can we get you to retain and get your degree. How can we help you cross that line?
Not you, literally,
but just young.
Her target.
Yeah. People of color, Latino.
Yeah.
Men.
Men.
Mm-hmm.
Young men.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is too heavy.
He's like, this is just a lot of information right now. You want me to dig out of a hole?
I feel like you just woke up.
Yeah, I was kind of chilling. I don't know. That's a loaded question.
I know.
If someone calls you and offers you, is that appealing to you?
At what age? Like Joshua at 18?
That's also true because your mentality is much different than what it is now.
Exactly. So there's different approaches to take with different age groups.
We should take this question to the streets.
We need to update the Instagram. We need to hear from the audience.
We should, though. This should be a question. Throw it out there.
Did you finish school? No. Why haven't you finished school? Because of this. Okay, but if you had other alternatives, would you finish it? No. Why not? I'll be that instigator.
We could do like an Instagram carousel with multiple questions and then have them respond in the
bottom. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. We could. Oh, well, you guys could. I'm just a guest here.
I'm already part of the whole team. Sister, you're part of the family.
She's the podcast manager.
Yo. The hiring her as a podcast manager. No. Don't get me started. Those are things I saw earlier.
When we're talking about like our experiences Latinas and like how we made it to grad school.
Word. Okay.
Yeah. It's like it's been hard. We were talking, so the last thing we were talking about, I don't know how we ended up.
We talked a lot of things. And I don't think we ever finished one conversation.
Well, I was gonna say you lived on campus. That's where we were at. And you said that your roommate was shocking. I also wanted to add, I lived on campus as well for a semester and a couple months, and I hated it. I felt like it was like you say, it was like people hype it too much. Oh, yeah. And I also had a roommate that was younger than me, and it took me a little bit.
She was a trip.
When I call her, I love her. She's like, "What is she doing?" I'm like, "What is she doing?" I hear her doing something. She goes, "Yeah, you don't want to know." And she's like on her head, like sniffing something up her nose, and I'm just like, "Oh, okay,
stop.
That's what we're doing." Oh, meanwhile, I'm in my dorm. Watching Seinfeld and eating a jar of ice cream.
Yeah. We had such different experiences. But my roommate was amazing. She was just she was the type of person who isn't, college wasn't for her. She wanted to do writing. Mm-hmm. And when you set her up in a structure like our college specifically, mm-hmm. she was like, I go to class when I'm not learning. I go do this. And like it just like it didn't work for her.
That's another
so
thing.
She just packed up and moved to California.
That's another thing. College is built to have a certain structure. And if you break that structure, you're out.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to ever think outside of the box. Mm-hmm. And it's annoying.
This structure has been set up hundreds and hundreds of years for mm-hmm. people not like us. So if you're not willing to adapt to a certain extent, it's hard to be like you and I adapted, I feel like. But now that we've graduated, I'm taking a step back and I'm like, wow, why did I have to change who I am and what I like mm-hmm. to please the structure, to please the administrators that don't understand my culture. There was a period of time where I stopped speaking Spanish altogether because, like, I didn't have my business classmates.
Me too!
Yeah, my business classmates didn't speak it, and I was like, I'm adapting to the way they speak, the way they dress, the way they do things.
I felt so bad.
And I felt so, like, out of place that I was having an identity crisis every other week.
Yep. There was points that I would go to class and my Dominican car would go flying out the window. Literally, like, I'm not Dominican. What you talking about? Yeah, I might have dark, long hair, but I'm not Dominican.
Oh, my gosh. She hit that.
And my voice? Oh, my God. Customer service voice? Hello.
You know that.
How are you?
Hello, like, how's it going?
I'm Dominican. I'm not black.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, I felt so bad. And then I went to high school.
But you feel bad because they make you feel bad. I felt like an alien. They start asking
how
you, like,
you
oh, my God,
way?
You're so exotic. And let me tell you fucking something.
You're so exotic. What the
hell
are you doing?
I fucking hate
you
that.
You walk in with a freaking bandera de Puerto Rico on your chest or something. I'm so exotic.
The Puerto Rican.
Con los plátano earrings. Con los coquín.
The cookie earrings. Just go to class with them.
That's the only way I could imagine you being that exotic. Y nosotros los americanos con los plátanos y cosas así. Nomás huila. Pilón. Pilón.
Just saying that you're not from here. Sometimes people would take liberties of like making comments that is like, mm-hmm. you're so ignorant. Shut the fuck up.
Can I touch your hair?
No.
Oh my God. And that's another, okay, you see why everybody yells at me. Because mm-hmm. I have my hair always straight. Mm-hmm. My hair is naturally curly, and mm-hmm. it's, like, super curly.
You know what I've never forgotten? One time, when you start wearing it curly for some time, you were like, you told me, you wear it curly, and you don't care. And I was like, no. And you were like, you're the first, you told me that I was the first person that you met that would wear it curly like that, and mm-hmm. that, like, it made you feel more comfortable because you see someone else till you do it yourself.
Want to know why? Why? Because tú siempre llegas al trabajo con un pajón. Yeah. Yo siempre quiero salir de mi casa con un pajón así.
Yeah.
I'm just like, why the fuck should I care about how I look?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I want a pajón like that. And then my hair, like, you know, if I do it, yeah. The curls are nice and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the, can I touch your curls? Can I touch your hair? Can I touch your hair? Oh, let me touch it. It's so nice. It's so volume.
No.
It's
like, gosh, stop. It's so different. I wish I had your hair.
Yes. Oh, my God. That shit would give me a... I wanted to scream and punch him. Like, when I was at school... They were like, oh my God, you look very, I had that word once, exotic.
Mm.
You look very tropical, very exotic. And I'm just
I
like,
I fucking hate that.
Like, am I a fucking animal?
Am I a mongol to you?
Like, am I a fucking, like, I literally just like,
I'm a mongol to you, right?
Literally, I was just like, am I an animal for you to be calling me exotic? And she's just like, no, I didn't make it mean it that way. And I'm like, that's how it
that's
felt.
That's how it feels.
It felt like I was a fucking animal coming out of the fucking rainforest.
Oh my God.
With my curly hair, and that's why I always walk around with my straight hair.
Are you gonna start wearing more curly now that I'm?
Of course, I found the right products for it and have a nice style, but.
Nice.
Like,
nice.
Fuck what everybody says. Literally, people need to stop thinking about what other people might think.
Yeah.
Because you start, what you call it, you start thinking, you start.
What? Comparison is the killer of joy.
Yeah.
You can be really happy in the moment that you compare yourself to someone else. Suddenly, like, what you did isn't good enough.
Yeah.
On whose standards? Nobody. Like, you're putting this away from something else. Oh, my God. I'm glad that came up because it was just... I was very uncomfortable and I don't know if this happened to you, but I kind of struggled with English. I'm good at speaking it. But writing it, I remember I had this, like,
I still struggle.
This, like, non-profit marketing class, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my God, I would get a C, and a C, and a C, and a D, and an A, and an A, and a C. Why are you silent?
I remember helping you edit some of those.
And I still get Cs. No, actually, you might have helped me with, like, you would help me with the
probably
wording.
He was the one that I got the A for.
Yeah.
The A was all Josh. Thank
Joshua
you.
Joshua gets 25% of my master's degree. Right?
Yeah, right? I can't put that on my resume, but...
25%. But I understand what I'm saying, but they would be like, oh, you have to do it our way. And in my head, I'm like, says who? Are you my boss?
Mm-hmm.
No. Grammatically speaking, you're...
I mean, like, you need to understand, I was born with two languages.
And they don't...
I still call Spanish English and English Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad it gets sometimes at home.
And
my mom's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I said it in Spanish, and you didn't understand. She goes, no, you just spoke in English. Okay. So I have to read everything again. But, like, no one... I always say, I'm like, it's so good to know two languages... But the people that don't know two languages, I feel bad for them. They can't make it too far unless you're with Google Translate.
Yeah, that is true. We can, like, go to Spain and just walk around.
Literally. Like, there's people, students that come to my job and they're like, oh, I want to learn English. And they they say, they're like, oh, I need a Spanish speaker. But they speak Portuguese. But, like, I understand Portuguese a little bit better now because of those students. So I'm like, I can't speak for it. Like,
but you understand it.
Understand.
And it sounds similar to Spanish, too.
Yeah. So I was just like, cool. We're going to be fluent in another language. Yay. Halfway, but we're going to be fluent.
She's like, Portuguese is my thing.
Yes.
And pizza if you want to do ASL.
Oh. I only know how to do my name.
A-L-B-A.
C-A-L. Oh, my God. C-A-L. Wait.
L is like this.
Yeah, I'm like, C-A-L. Was B like this? Wait.
Where do you get the B? You have an R in your name. Carla.
C-A-R-L-A.
Are you spelling Alba?
Maybe. It's a combination of both of our names. C-A-R-L-A.
I wish I could see Carla struggling right now.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
We need the video portion of it.
No, it would be so embarrassing. You guys got to pay extra for that. Anyways. Like a Patreon. But yeah, and then yeah, I think the dorms were overhyped.
Yes,
I stayed for a semester. It was fucking boring.
You didn't like the dorm culture?
I didn't, because the dorm culture was drinking and drugs for me. And like, not I don't really, I'm one of those people that, like, I learned to mind my business, so I'm like, I mind my business. And the people that are doing that are the people that literally dropped out the following semester.
The burnouts,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so you know they're not here for the right reasons. And other than that, everyone's very fake because they're trying to get something. Well, I can only speak for the business school, but everyone's trying to get something out of you. Mm-hmm. So everyone's really friendly, but you can't really trust anybody. So I literally did a semester, did a summer, and in the fall I was back home. Because it was like, what's the point? I felt like I was wasting my time. I was like, I could
be doing. You know how much money?
Money, bro?
Money you're wasting just for living on campus?
Yeah.
I literally could have gone. I could have gotten my bachelor's for free if I didn't live on campus.
Damn.
But I had to because I didn't have a car. I couldn't drive an hour. I couldn't drive an hour back and forth every single day. Yeah. Or I had to set up my schedule to be on campus like either Monday, Wednesday, and Friday all day long.
I chose a school I didn't love. But I chose it on purpose because they were the cheapest one in the area, so.
Yeah, the school that you went to, I was not going to step foot. I stepped foot on that school because my cousin chose that school.
Didn't your old best friend go there?
My old, yeah. It's a whole other podcast story.
Carla's trying to spill some tea.
She's trying to spill everything on one.
Trying to spill some tea.
Leave the audience with suspense.
Okay. And then, but other than that, the classes were basic. The spaces were basic. It's weird to see how much money they spend on glass windows. I'm like, that could have been a student's
literally,
tuition.
Your school was more of a research school. They really didn't care. You guys were more of a guinea pig to them than anything else.
Yeah.
And
still
money
like
makers.
That.
Yeah.
Still like that.
And they're never going to be. The whole, I'm going to say your school was more of a chain. It's a chain school.
Yeah.
It's part of the state. But all of you guys are researchers. Research.
A good PhD school if you're looking. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, because it was a research school, professors didn't care, which made certain classes easier because the professor didn't care. They'll just pass you. And then other professors didn't care in the sense that they didn't have time to teach. So they were just, like, figuring it out, and then they would fail you.
Which sucked, because you guys are paying trillions of dollars
for half
for
the
class,
attention. Yeah.
For, like, not
education.
Even a half, literally half-ass education.
I think they're forced to teach, but they're more researchers.
There's some teachers that are very passionate with teaching, and those are the ones that you actually remember for the rest.
And none of them were there.
Yeah.
And that's my experience with undergrad.
Oh my god.
And that wraps up our undergrad story.
Yeah, undergrad was hard, and it was kind of like I'm not gonna lie, the one thing I did learn in undergrad was that I passed all of my classes because us students would group together.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed to have peers to survive, so you learn to network in like some way
that's
somehow.
A fact. That's
if you
a
want
fact.
To know what I thought was crazy to me, that the community college in the 4 year that I went, they had the same learning structure.
Mine didn't.
And the professors were the same way, like the same attitude and all that stuff. That was the only way I was able to survive.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because sometimes there's like this stereotype with community colleges that, oh my god, well it's cheaper so it's lower quality. No, it's the same professors that teach. And
I want to hit everything. Dude, they always say that shit.
I don't know why they say that.
They always say community college is a piece of shit because you're in a community and all that stuff.
That's bullshit.
I was like, you're getting the same education as someone from UMass Boston. Or I had a professor from Harvard.
Ooh,
in
yeah.
my classroom at a freaking community college.
Do you remember our accounting professor? I feel like he taught somewhere else.
Oh, I love that old man.
He charged, he worked as our teacher and a tutor for UMass Boston students,
so.
Something like that. And he charged hundreds to dumb students. Which is very questionable when I say it out loud like that. But he charged hundreds to tutor UMass Boston students the things that we were getting
that we were
for
learning,
free.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember the pamphlet?
Yeah. He's like, these are the things that I give to the students I tutor.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, you were getting it for free?
Oh, so he would give that shit to y'all for free?
Yeah. We're at a community college, of course. We're poor, apparently. But it really honestly doesn't matter if you're poor or rich. Go to a community college.
No.
I always say start off at a community college.
Yeah.
Why? Because in that way, if you don't know what you want to learn, what degree you want to get, it's easier to change it now than later on.
You're saving so much more money too.
Same thing with like financial aid. That's a whole other story. But
Joshua,
financial aid is a love hate relationship with everybody.
Yeah.
Love hate relationship.
And then what do you why do you think that you decided to go get your master's?
I don't know.
I was expecting something really deep and philosophical.
Ready? No, because when I was younger, I remember it, like, it was, like, I was in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we were talking about it, or I was just like, yeah, once I get my bachelor's, I'm going to go get my master's. I'm going to get my master's.
So you've always known?
It was always, yeah, it was always, like, a master's thing. It was, like, something in me. I needed to get that degree. And then after that, it was done. Mm.
You know why I got mine? Because that someone told me I couldn't.
Who was that somebody?
A fucking advisor.
Where? We're going there right now.
Yeah.
Was this the same advisor?
Give me the name. Give me the name.
That told you it was going to be impossible for you to graduate?
Yeah.
Within the time frame that
you
wanted?
He told me I shouldn't, that I should have stayed on in my undergrad taking classes that I didn't need to bring my GPA up, that it just wasn't realistic.
Who was this person?
It was a guy advisor who wasn't Latino.
White dude.
Mm-hmm. Must have been racist.
Mm-hmm. Not even. He was real stereotypical.
He thought he was helping in his own way. But why would you tell a student that? And so
He's in the wrong field.
It fucking bothered me up to this day. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad this came up. Because like when you're in college, like we talk about community college. Obviously, we had a great experience because we were surrounded by Latinos who understand the struggle. By the time I transferred to my bachelor's, the bachelor advisors were very disconnected from what our needs are as Latinos. And so I came in and I was like, you know, I was on my last semester, I think, or my semester to last, and I didn't really have much experience with advisors because every time I went to one, they would just tell me shit I already knew that I found on the website on my own.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, so I just came here for you to tell me the obvious. Damn, that's crazy. And I would just walk out the door. Because how are you going to waste my... How are you going to get paid? How am I taking loans for you to get paid to tell me what I already found on the website on the first page? Yeah. On the www.com.
On the www.com. On your www generic page.
Yeah, on the front page of the website. I'm like, I can read too. I didn't get here without knowing how to read.
Right? Like, I had to pass elementary school somehow.
That's what I'm saying. So I always had a lot of bad experiences with my advisors. In community college, mm-hmm. We had like a track thing on our student portal. Mm-hmm. I followed that. I never went to advisors.
Oh yeah. No.
And then on the bachelor's, I went because you have to request the thing to graduate, the application to graduate.
The petition, yeah.
Petition to graduate. Which, this petition just states that you have all the credits and you have whatever you need.
You completed all the state requirements.
Yeah, to graduate. And I'm like, you know, my GPA was a little low because when I transferred,
your GPA doesn't transfer.
It doesn't. So you're starting from zero. So whatever you get on that first semester that you transferred, that's your like established GPA. And I got good grades in all of my classes except one, which was business analytics. And I felt guilty that I didn't understand, but no one understood. And there was no student tutors for that class because he just sucked that much. And that professor, he was a research professor. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't have gotten rid of him so long ago, but after 10 years, like, he wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah, no, they got the union, they're protecting them, that's why they don't leave.
Yeah.
They're spending too much tea.
Yeah. So.
Inside and out?
Yeah, so it just, like, drives me. So he was horrible at his job, but he'd been there for long enough. So I got a bad grade, and that brought down my GPA to, like, a 2.3 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And you need a 3.0 to qualify for things. So that's what drives me crazy about the GPA. They're like, oh, your GPA doesn't matter. You know, employers aren't going to look at your GPA, which is true. But you know what? I needed a minimum GPA to graduate. And I needed a minimum GPA to apply for master's. And I needed a minimum GPA for scholarships. And I couldn't get any of them. So I felt like I was drowning. Everyone was like, apply for this, oh, you don't qualify. Apply for that, oh, you don't qualify. It almost felt like I wasn't good enough. And maybe that's, like, my issue where I was like, I took it personal and I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. But how are you all going to give me the same information, tell me to apply to the same thing, waste my time, my energy on thinking of this essay or whatever it is that I have to do in the application process?
Yeah.
For you to tell me no,
Well, you're even getting flustered up and it happened years ago.
Yo, for real. It made me so mad. And every time you get a no on your face, it's like, oh, I'm not good enough to get that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not good enough.
Oh, no, hit different when I was away in college.
Yeah.
Than it did here in the community college.
Yeah.
It was just like, no, you can't do that. But like, why? They're like, you just can't. I'm just like, because I'm not blonde. That's why. I literally came like, I don't have a shitty mouth like that.
Yeah.
But you know, I love swearing. It's my favorite thing. But when it comes to, like, coming up with, like, oh, yeah, you're just saying that because you're racist, or you're saying that because you're, like, stereotypical type of thing. But I'm just like, no, literally this reason is because I'm not blonde. I'm not blonde with green eyes. I'm not blonde with blue eyes.
Yeah. Because then for those people, you're making exceptions, but why not me?
Yeah.
Why do they get special treatment and I don't?
And I learned that because I had a meeting with my financial aid counselor, and she kind of made that, like, she made a little remark there, not just, like, because I'm not blonde with blue eyes.
What was her response to that?
She was just like, that's not what I'm saying. And I'm just like, that's exactly what you're saying. That's why I can't get extra funding. That's why. Because she was the one that controlled how much funding and all that stuff you would get. And I'm just like, you hear me struggling. I can't get approved any personal loans now because I took out too many to cover my last year. And now I hear you telling me I have to pay 10 grand out of pocket type of thing, and you can't help me out. Like, I know there's an emergency fund somewhere here. And I'm not saying that I was struggling at home. I just didn't want to pay that shit. Like, you know what? 10 grand? 10 grand is 10 grand.
Of course.
Just to live on campus. I'm like, with that 10 grand, I'd rather go grab myself a
and
car.
It's not like you're asking them for... You're like, let me take this loan so I can continue my education. I'm not going to go, like, party and blow this on fucking Miami on spring break like every other student does. Because we don't have that luxury.
Literally.
We never did. You can walk out now. I know you're tired.
What do you mean? No, just chime in.
You are. Joshua, every 5 minutes, he's like, oh, I haven't said anything. That's a fact.
Y'all vibing right now. I'm just trying to. I don't want to mess up the flow.
That's a fact. but, so this advisor was like, yeah, it looks like your GPA is too low, so you don't qualify. And because it's low, you don't qualify for financial aid. What if you just take another 2 semesters of classes that you're going over the requirement volume? Mm-hmm. Just take them, you know, take the easiest one you can take, bring your GPA up, and you'll be good to go. And I literally remember that I was so excited because it was my last semester and I was done, and I didn't have it in me to take more loans because I was so broke. I was like, if I keep taking loans, like, I feel like I'm not going to be able to pay them back. Like, this isn't realistic. Mm-hmm. This is so much money. And I'm not privileged in the way that, like, I always knew that I couldn't rely on my parents to help me, like, further along to get loans. Yeah. Like, other, like, my peers, like, my roommate, her parents had, like, a backup saving thing for her to go to college. And it's hard to see that and be in the same room as someone who's so privileged and be like, I know you're a good person, but damn, I'm jealous of you. Damn, I wish that was, I wish that was me. But, so, this person said that I couldn't. And I filled out the application, and I literally started the following semester, my master's degree. And then I left the school.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of influenced you to switch over to schools.
God. You did. Well, it was cheaper.
It was much cheaper. We're paying still in-state. We were living out of state.
Yeah.
And we got a discount for going to a community college.
So for one class in that current school that I would... In that research course... For one class that I was... For the cost of one class in that school... the school that I transferred to, I could take 2 classes. So
yep.
I was saving so much money.
Yeah.
Yep. And I graduated with $31,000 in loans. You don't gotta say. I'm just proud.
We need Daddy Biden to like click the cancel.
Daddy Biden.
We need Daddy Biden to cancel that all the student loans cycle. You know.
I'll drop your Cash App.
Yeah. Yep, you want it, I'll send it.
We'll put it on Instagram. But yeah, so we're running out of time. So I do want to thank you, Alba, for coming to do this podcast with me and talking about the Latina struggles and the mess we are and how we made it through.
We're not messy. We just do it in a classier way.
Okay, sure. thank you so much. And
thank you for having me.
Anything, any words?
Yeah, shout out Alba,
and see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Yeah. Peace.
Deuce, no, say it again.
Peace.
No, say it again.
Peace?
Yeah. Whatever.